We live in a reality driven by laws, rules, and regulations that tell us what we can do, think, or say. These laws are impacting and affecting the way you live and your life and the choices and decisions you make on a daily basis. Chances are there may be different types of laws that nobody told you about and you may not even be aware of. Hi everyone, I'm Liz. Welcome back to my channel, the best place for integrating reality with spirituality. In today's video, I'm going to answer the question, what is universal law, natural law, and human law, and why do they matter? I'm going to talk a little bit about law in general and then work through each of these three different types of law in detail. Then we'll consider the implications of these laws and how they're affecting your life and your rights daily. If this interests you, then keep watching. If your whole life is being guided by these laws, then you might want to know what they are. So let's start with some basics. Law is an existing condition, which is binding, immutable, fixed, and cannot be changed. Rights are an entitlement to something, and inalienable rights are rights that cannot be taken away from you. In our current reality, laws exist as a characteristic or condition of the reality on earth that we all live in. So these laws, because they're binding and can't be changed, of reality create certain rights or entitlements that humans have as a result of coming in to experience this reality. There are three types of law that function together to create our reality and impact our experience here on planet Earth. So, firstly, there's universal law, which determines the physical reality through the characteristics and workings of the natural world. Secondly, there's natural law, which determines natural human morals, rights, values, and responsibilities through the natural action and behaviors and nature of human beings. And thirdly, there's human or legal law, and this determines actual human morals, rights, values, and responsibilities that are actually allowed and granted to you under human-made systems and regulations. These different types of laws function together to determine how reality works, how you're meant to live your life, and how your life is instead controlled. Let's work through these laws one at a time. Universal law is the non-man-made and immutable conditions that determine how reality and consequence operate within this universal realm of Earth that humans exist in. Universal laws exist in the natural world and are identified by observing the natural world, so they continue to exist and operate regardless of whether human beings exist, believe them to be true, or want them to be true. Universal law is a whole area of study that humans have engaged in for thousands of years by observing the way reality works and responds when we interact with it. All universal laws are based on the premise that everything is energy, and they describe ways in which energy operates to create our natural reality. There are 12 fundamental universal laws which all work simultaneously and together to govern the way our reality functions, as well as many secondary laws that support them. So these laws include the laws of oneness, vibration, action, correspondence, cause and effect, compensation, attraction, perpetual transmutation of energy, relativity, polarity or duality, and gender. Now these can each be delved into a lot more detail elsewhere. Natural is inherent in nature, truth, and reality. It is not made or caused by humans. So natural law is a theory that then relates to the morality and what is right or wrong or good or bad. It follows that human beings have certain rights, morals, values, and responsibilities that are inherent and natural in humans and therefore binding. They're sort of built into us. We don't create them. They're there. It is based on observation of human nature in participation with reality and the result or consequence of the universal laws from our behavior. Natural law provides an explanation for human existence in the world and helps guide us to live a good and happy life aligned with our natural instincts of being human. Natural law is part of universal law because it affects every human being whether they're aware of natural law or not. Now, natural rights, therefore, are endowed at birth to every human as an independent and sovereign being and support their ultimate right or entitlement to live a good and happy life without interference from others or interference with others. So natural rights could include such things as the right to health, life, safety of the body, freedom of thought, freedom of speech, choice, privacy, and access to awareness and consciousness and information to make considered and informed choices. Natural rights are not granted by an authority or the government allowing you to have them, and they exist despite the government. We all have them, except many of them are taken away or restricted through human law. So human law or legal law is a rule of conduct or procedure created by humans. They exist through custom, agreement, or authority, or being written into some kind of law or regulation. Human law in theory or ideally exists to uphold natural law and protect the natural rights that every human being is entitled to. The government was created by society and groups of humans to create and implement human or legal law and the legal system purely as a tool to do this. The legal law system can be broken down into dozens of types of different law based on the human-made systems that have been created to control our lives. The main areas of law include common law, contract law, criminal law, tort law, administrative law, industrial law, and constitutional law. Now, human laws are human-made, and they exist because some human beings say they exist and because other human beings comply, acquiesce, and conform through their behavior and actions. Technically, human laws are not laws, as they are not binding and immutable and fixed. They can be changed and they disappear when we stop complying. Many human laws are in total opposition to the concepts and fundamental philosophies of natural law. Human rights or legal rights are rights granted to the people by the government under these human-made systems and human law. They're allowing us to have these rights. While some laws and associated rights are common sense and exist to help society function, many natural rights are reduced or completely eliminated by human laws or lack of human laws to uphold natural rights. Road rules and speed limits are generally common sense and exist to keep members of society safe, and most people are pretty happy with road rules as a concept, as the actions of speeding or running a red light does put other people in danger and affects their right to live without being interfered with or imposed upon. However, the modern world has become so overregulated with no real reference to natural law and no logical reason for doing these things other than human and social control by the government. Human laws now impose on the free will of the population and our ability to make free choices and decisions about how we want to live in every area of our life. We are told where we can and cannot walk our dogs, park our cars, or plant a tree. When these actions and behaviors really affect or interfere with another person, in more recent times, we're being told when we can and cannot leave our homes, open our businesses and make a living, and are being threatened that we must undertake certain medical procedures to maintain some of the rights so generously granted by the governments, or be fined or imprisoned if we don't comply. The very institution that is supposed to be working for the people to uphold natural law and natural rights are destroying them through manipulation, fear, and control. If humans stopped complying with human laws, they would cease to exist in the collective reality and experience of the world. They would only exist as an imagined idea in the minds of some individuals or on a piece of paper or in the digital ether. Our natural rights, personal power, free will, sovereignty, and choice would be returned to each individual. Authority just does not want you to know this. So there is a clear hierarchy of law that operates on planet Earth. Universal law governs natural law, which governs human law. Universal law determines the way reality operates. Natural law determines the way humans naturally behave as a result of participation in universal law, and human law attempts to systemize and regulate human behavior under natural law. So regardless of the actions and behaviors each person chooses to engage in, everyone is operating under natural law and universal law and bear the consequences of this. When individuals, authorities, or government create and enforce human or legal law that takes away rights and restricts others from executing free will and choice in how to live their life, they are subject to overarching effects and consequences beyond their control. When individuals comply and conform to human or legal law that does not align with natural and universal law, even under the belief they have to, they too are still at the mercy of the consequences and effects. The degree to which universal, natural, and human laws are understood, considered, and adhered to determine the degree to which human beings believe or know they have rights. When you empower yourself with knowledge and information about universal law and how reality works, you can start to create a reality of your choice. When you empower yourself with knowledge and information about natural law and natural rights, you can start to choose how to live. When you empower yourself with knowledge and information about human law and legal rights and their impact on natural law, you can start to set boundaries against the impositions and interferences that prevent you from living independent, sovereign, and free under natural law. Or you can move on without further investigation and continue to live at the mercy of authority, government, and control. The choice is yours. If you have any questions or thoughts about universal law, natural law, or human law, or how they relate to one another, or about natural rights or human rights, please head over to lizwatt.com/askliz and let me know. If you want to know more, then make sure you consider subscribing to this channel, because I have a ton of ideas to share with you about how the universe, the world, and reality and you really work. So while you wait for the next episode, make sure you check out some of my other work here or at lizwatt.com. That's everything for today. I hope you found it helpful and got you thinking about the different laws and your rights. Have a great day. I will see you next time.